Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Today on the Up North Lowdown, learning how to be a farmer can be daunting.
Nobody gets into farming for sane reasons other than the sanity of knowing where your food comes from and just general health. But other than that, the challenges are pretty never-ending.
A visit to an incubator farm here in Michigan and hopes for the future of agriculture. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for being with us today. We'll hear that story from our Climate Solutions reporter Vivian Law in just a moment. First, though, we are turning our attention to Antrim County and a new investigation into the county clerk's office. As we have reported here on the Lowdown before, the Antrim County Clerk's Office is already responding to inquiries from the State Bureau of Elections about how it handles the qualified voter file. Now, Michigan State Police have been looking into a possible breach of security on the computer system that contains that important database of voter information. IPR has obtained investigation records from a Freedom of Information Act request. And those records show that on the evening of February 19th, Randy Bishop, the husband of County Clerk Victoria Bishop, was seen by janitorial staff using the clerk's computer alone in her office. Let's hear more from IPR's Austin Rolater.
In the document, both Randy and Victoria Bishop confirm that Randy was on her computer that evening. Randy says he was watching the live broadcast of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners meeting, which was happening in the same building, one floor above. Victoria says she logged into the computer for Randy and that, quote, "no one has had access to my computer that I'm aware of," unquote. The police investigation appears to focus on possible improper access to the qualified voter file. Randy Bishop's responses to state police were heavily redacted, but he denied ever logging into her computer himself. The clerk's office has come under scrutiny recently for making unauthorized changes to the qualified voter file. The investigation appears to be ongoing.
Austin Rolater reporting. You can read the police report and find other details about this story on our website, iprnews.org. Michigan, and the country, really, needs more farmers. But people looking to get into the field face plenty of challenges, like high costs or access to land. Tucked on farmland at the southern edge of Traverse City, one program wants to solve some of these problems by letting aspiring farmers learn by doing. IPR Climate Solutions reporter Vivian Law tells us more.
Students come from all over the country to the Great Lakes Incubator Farm to learn how to be a farmer. They plant in the fields or water seedlings in the greenhouse.
So we seeded some zucchini here, there's cucumbers, there's melons.
Shania Holmes from Atlanta already has some farming experience, but she wants to learn how to keep better records of what's been planted, what soil was used, or how much money was spent on equipment.
It's a kind of a challenge to switch that button off to come inside and do bookwork, bookwork, bookwork when you're so used to outside, outside, outside.
Beginning farmers also face challenges like paying for land or equipment or a shifting climate. Rachel Greenberg from Indianapolis says training programs like this one give her the tools and experience she'll need.
Nobody gets into farming for sane reasons other than the sanity of knowing where your food comes from and just general health. But other than that, the challenges are pretty never-ending.
She's excited about the program's focus on regenerative farming practices, which could fight climate change by improving ecosystems and soil health.
And we're not just trying to feed humans. We're also thinking about, are we feeding our four-legged friends that are in the area? You know, and just getting back to the ecological mindset that the original stewards of this continent lived by.
This is where the majority of the vegetable production happens, and then also
farm manager Adam Brown says the farmer training program is meant to be a stepping stone.
It's really built for anybody who can then filter out and work anywhere in the food system, either manage a farm, start their own business, or any rung of that ladder where people can just help out in the food system.
Brown says he wouldn't have pursued farming himself if it wasn't for a similar training program he did 15 years ago on the West Coast.
I can pay it forward, my lessons and all the wisdom that I learned throughout my years of farming, and be a mentor to these other people, and I feel like it's super important.
The training program at the Great Lakes Incubator Farm, which started last year, is the only program of its kind in northern Michigan. Still, it can be hard to maintain training programs like this. The Traverse City farm relies mostly on a federal grant, which is up for renewal this year. Experts say lack of consistent funding is the biggest reason we don't see more of these training programs.
It's almost like a double-edged sword. They're trying to help people get started, but then they've got the same struggles of staying sustainable themselves.
John Laporte works for Michigan State University's Extension Office, trying to help new farmers improve their business practices. He says the share of young people in farming is growing, but sustaining that growth is a challenge.
Because of those hurdles, they don't all stay in. And what we want to see is more of those people being able to stay in, having more farms, that more diversity of farms, more people involved in agriculture at that level is really, really important.
Here, let me show you what it looks like when they get frost.
Back on the farm, Greenberg is kneeling by some frost-damaged strawberries in the field. She says the farm training program has fewer economic pressures than running a farm business.
The whole incubator idea is something you see a lot in the world of entrepreneurship. And it's beautiful that somebody saw that and was like, why don't we just do that with farming?
Brown, the farm manager, says students learn that frost damage often comes with a job and that the growing season doesn't always go smoothly.
This is a great space for failure too, right? Because there's not a whole lot of risk here. It's a perfect experimental type of atmosphere.
Students will work on the farm until October. Planting, harvesting, and growing with experience. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
Vivian's work comes to IPR through a partnership with Grist. All right, let's take a look at some other headlines here in northern Michigan and around the state. Rescuers in Leland carried a hiker out of a remote natural area on a Lake Michigan bluff on Tuesday. The Record Eagle reports that the hiker suffered a medical emergency at the Whaleback Natural Area. After assessing the situation, they decided the best course was to carry the person back to the trailhead, where an ambulance was waiting. Took about 90 minutes down winding paths from that initial 911 call to get the person into the ambulance, and that hiker is expected to recover. The Boardman-Ottaway River carries some risk right now because of the lingering effects of April flooding. Officials in northern Michigan are warning paddlers especially that there is still a lot of debris in the river from the historic floods. Michigan State University's president resigned abruptly yesterday to take a new job as president of Clemson University in South Carolina. And this is the latest in a steady churn of presidents for MSU since 2018. The State News reports that Guskowitz pointed to discord on the Board of Trustees as one of the reasons for his departure. He's only been there for 2.5 years or so and turned down a $1 million raise from MSU in order to take the Clemson job. Now, there are a lot of organizational politics at work here, but we want to leave you today with a thought from an MSU student, Eric Rundawa, who is a first-year med student.
He was a really cool guy. I had a great time with him. I feel like he did pretty good for the One Health Initiative, and at least, you know, my senior year of students here, I think we all had a good impression of him.
That initiative included combining the MSU College of Human Medicine with the College of Osteopathic Medicine. MSU has yet to name an interim president. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Thursday, May 28th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater, and editing is by Steve Junker. Thanks for listening.